The night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin, that's Bruce and Salin, SALLAN.com, or you can tweet me at Bruce Salin. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without a question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Well, it's a treat to be here for two shows in a row with you in the studio, Bruce.
Yes, I get to see that so-called handsome face.
I'm sure you're talking about Richard, right?
I'm talking about Richard, our wonderful engineer. But seriously, it's much nicer to have you in person than via Skype, which you're suggesting we're going to try. I'm not so sure I'm that technologically minded. But let's get to our subject. We're talking about one-on-one time as far as parenting. And it would not seem to have a natural connectivity to money issues, but I kind of think it does. If parents need one-on-one time with their kids, especially if they have more than one, because it allows that kid a certain individuality and a chance to be uninhibited, would you not say that a smart person, mom, dad, or otherwise an adult, needs to spend a little more time than many of us do with their money?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when we first talked about this topic, you told me you cited one of your favorite books, The Millionaire Next Door, and talked about how little direct focus people put on their investments, on the way that they're running their money. And it's kind of causal or just, I'm going to open up my gas bill and I'm going to open up my cell phone bill and, I'm going to open up my brokerage statement and then I'm going to open up my my other credit card bill. And it just gets lost
in fact,
into the shovel.
They may focus more on the credit card bill because they have a finance charge on it than the more important thing, which is being at least aware of what's happening to your assets. I mean, if you have good advisors, then you can let loose a little bit. But if you're going to in any way advise yourself, you darn well better pay attention.
Well, I mean, even to that point, I mean, we really need to be monitoring everything, whether you do it yourself and you go to an online broker or you do one of the mutual fund companies directly, or whether you've got one or multiple advisors or stockbrokers throughout the world. Don't you have to be monitoring that whole kit and caboodle of investments? And for that matter, not just investments, your insurance and other areas of your financial life.
Okay. In an ideal world, with, say, like me, I have you to represent my financial interests, and I trust you, and we have a long history, which also allows me more comfort. But how much time should someone like me or anyone else spend? How often do I need to look at it? I know we can look at it too much. We talked about that last week, that the ups and downs and getting overreactionary to a problematic spike in the market or a spike in a particular stock or mutual fund is just emotional and not smart. How often should an investor that has a decent portfolio look at it? And how much time should the average person spend? And can you spend too much?
So are you asking me how often you should have date night with your money, Bruce?
Yes. That's a great, great analogy. I didn't know you were so funny, Jim. I just knew you were good looking.
I just got great writers, Bruce.
Oh, okay.
And that's a great question. I think that you can look at it too much. I think that most people probably know if they look at things too much. They're the biggest worriers amongst the investment populace. I think we're really talking about the people who don't look enough. So if you don't look enough, you probably need to have that date night. Maybe once a quarter is the appropriate amount of time. Once every 3 months, it's a good time to sit down and be able to, you can go online or you can work with your advisors or a consultant like North Pier and do an objective analysis 4 times a year just to find out, not necessarily what you need to change, but just to make sure you know where things are. And at minimum, once a year, people should really sit down and have that focused one-on-one time and really put their arms around everything that involves their money that they're doing.
I once asked you, and you had an incredibly interesting point in response. I tended, in the early days of our relationship, to react to world events. And right now we are going through some substantial world events, obviously in the Middle East, not to mention our own internal things that are going on here in the States. So I once said to you, I don't understand it. This is happening. This is happening. The cover of Time magazine talks about this and talks about that. And you told me about a certain study, or do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do.
You got to tell the listeners that thing, because
we're going back literally. I think it had to be back to 1992 or 1993. It was in my first few years in business, and I remember some mutual fund wholesaler came in and brought the whole entire office, bought everybody lunch, and was starting to talk about how wonderful everything that their firm does. But the thing that always stuck with me was that he had a flip book. This is back in before the days where you had PowerPoint presentations. He actually had a flip book, and the flip book was the cover of Time magazine going back about 30 years. And there was at least one Time magazine page every
cover
year. Yes, cover every year going back at least 30 years. And some of the topics that were on there were the first oil crisis in the 70s, the second oil crisis in the 70s, the leaving the gold standard, the hostages in Iran, and on and on and on and on. And if you had looked at this thing, these emotional topics du jour, basically you would have never put any money ever anywhere for the rest of your life, because there was always going to be something.
Because the world's always falling apart.
Exactly. And then, of course, the next thing he did was show us this unbelievable line of the stock market going up over those 30 years and giving a broader sense of perspective. And so, I mean, akin to your point, I'm assuming you're bringing this up for that sage sit down and have that long view moment with your money every year, right?
Because the amateur, the layman like me, is affected by the news.
Right.
So when I see them rioting in the Middle East, I certainly see it impacting oil prices. So therefore, should we sell? Maybe we better sell. Maybe we better pull something off the table, which,
right,
in fact, I called you about.
Right. Well, there's the tie-in. I mean, when you sit down and you quarterly, like you and I sit down every single quarter and we handle, you know, we look at everything.
Yeah, but we don't talk about money. We just talk about, you know, our social lives, our marriage, my marriage, in your case, your non-marriage, and no, I'm sorry.
My Institute of Non-Marriage.
Yes.
But when you have that periodic, the one-on-one, the date with your money, when you're sitting and you're actually paying attention to it regularly, a family, an individual, and an institution is going to be much less apt to react to world events when they come up. Because if it's been a year since you've looked at everything you've got, and then all of a sudden there's regime change in Libya or Egypt, then you're more likely to say, oh my God, I need to do something differently. And so you'll reactively go out and look to possibly make change instead of being methodical and having a long-range plan towards thing of where you feel like you're, you know, on top of it.
Well said. Well said. I think this is really wise. I think I have given you, or you have given yourself, the title for your first book, A Date Night with Your Money, or A Date with Your Money. I think it's a great title, which, of course, allows me to remind readers that my first book will be coming out in late May in time for Father's Day. And you are planning on buying a gross of them so you can send them to all your clients. I want to get an on-air commitment for that.
A gross of them?
How much is a gross?
Is that
100.
Is that the same as a gross plug?
A shameless plug.
Yes.
There's no doubt that it was shameless.
I'm certainly going to take as many as my arms can carry.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a pretty strong dude. I think that's going to be at least a 500. We are down to our last minute. Please tell people where they can get that wonderful newsletter of yours.
Well, by all means, if anybody is interested in talking to us about what's going on in the Middle East, because you're reacting, or whether you actually want to just learn about North Pier and our thoughts about the world, or the way we go about the quarterly concept that Bruce was talking about, you can send us an email to info@npeer.com. That's info at N as in the direction north, P-I-E-R.com. We'd love to send it out to you.
And that newsletter, just to remind my listeners, is free. There's no obligation. And in fact, you don't even have to sign up and you don't even have to give a credit card. Those things that say they're free and then you have to give your credit card and they have automatic payments really bug me. Thank you, Jim, for joining us for Family Financial Matters. We will be back for some closing remarks by your erstwhile me host. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
We've been a hit, and we know you adore us, so come on and join us in another chorus.
In the diggy, 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 diggy room. In the diggy, 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 diggy room.
All the birds sing words, and the flowers croon.
In the diggy, 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 diggy room.